Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So sometimes you guys might wonder what we talk about before podcasts. Stop talking and record this right now. So what we just started talking about is we came into the studio and there are Sleep Number pillows. And for me, I don't like the fact that Mike has to sleep with about 10 pillows because when I make the bed in the morning, where do I put those pillows?
Wait, when you make the bed in the morning? wait a second. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yes, you do make the bed a lot, but you don't, when I make the bed, I make sure that it's pretty and that have the nice.
I practically make the bed.
Yeah, but that's
you
the
make
thing.
The bed I with pillows that are never used.
But that looks better. So yes, you do.
Who's coming into our room on a daily basis?
But sometimes I like
you, me and our kids.
But I'm just saying I like to make the bed look really nice. Like how the designers like have the bed made and when I do that, which again is rare, but I like to do that. But I would do it more if I didn't have five, six pillows to have to work with on your side of the bed because where do I put those? And then I put them in your closet and then there's not room in the closet. And it's just frustrating because then you have to pull your pillows out of the closet. So I see these boxes here with pillows and then you and Mark started talking about, well, Easton only sleeps with one pillow. He's like a
vampire.
He's a vampire that stands straight up, right?
This is the pillow talk we have in my house. One pillow each. We're going minimal. That was my wife's decision.
And then Mark said that he has to have pillows all the way down his legs. So, I mean, is it a big body pillow?
No, it's a specially made pillow for your knees.
Ooh.
So clearly I'm not the only person who has this. Well, Mike has it, but also they have a special one made for your knees.
That's interesting.
But then what about your ankles together?
Ankles, I think they take care of themselves. I put blankets between my ankles.
Stop.
I just kind of wrap them around. I don't like my skin to touch my own skin. And the funny story is that I've been that way forever, and I mentioned it to my sister, and she's the exact same way.
No way. That's funny.
She has a special thing she wears between her boobs.
Stop.
So her boobs don't touch when she's laying on her side.
She's going to love you for you saying that.
They make these hilarious for these people like us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then do you like one? You like one to keep you propped up, right?
Huh?
No?
No.
All I know is that when we go to bed, let me just say this.
There's a wall
He makes a fort pillow so that I don't see the light from his iPad because he plays games before he has to go to bed.
Out of the gentleness of my heart, so I don't wake you up.
Right, but then I look over to try to like cuddle with you and I have to fight through a fort pillow to try to like get through to you on your side of the bed. I'm like, it's too much effort to go through.
Strategically placed so you don't wake me up.
Oh, I see that, but what do you like to do with your pillows?
I'm the same way as Mark, but I have to hold one and I have to have one between my legs. But I don't like body pillows. Because it's like having another person. It's like cuddling. Like, it just makes me hot. So,
but that's what I don't understand. And that's why I wanted to talk about this on air. Because I was like, oh, that's why I said press record. Because if you like to cuddle with a pillow, what's the difference between me cuddling with you, which you don't like to
hot.
Do?
It's so hot.
My body heat.
No, your body. You're cold as ice. But you don't get proper blood flow to your extremities. But I'm like a human blanket, so anything I'm up against is usually hot.
Which doesn't make sense in why you're holding a pillow. Because when the pillow
Because the pillow breathes. It's not a human body.
But what is it, though? Is it the comfort of holding something?
Yeah.
So can you just train your mind to, like, comfort to hold me?
No, because it's too hot.
No. Hot poke.
Could it be stuffed animal? Could it be, like, a big teddy bear?
Let's get you
sure.
A big
it's just got to be big and comfy. Not hot.
I'm big and comfy. What if I wrap myself in an ice chest?
Tiny and skinny. Yeah, that could work.
You know?
Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah. Well, all I know is that now I'm going to have 20 pillows. So thanks, Sleep Number, for the pillows.
I can't wait.
I'm super excited to do your ad on the podcast to have more pillows. But talking about touch, it's very interesting. So I went to the OBGYN this morning and I actually Instagrammed
about it.
Well, yes, actually, he did. But
Jay.
My OBGYN is a guy, but I got cleared because it was the 6-week checkup. So I haven't even talked to you about it.
You're
I got
cleared. For what?
No, not you're like for sex. We've been doing that in a while.
I was saying,
I got cleared to officially work out and do abs and all those things.
Which you've also been doing.
I know. But I know I haven't done abs. So one of the things, and I said one of my biggest pet peeves, and I kind of can relate to you, babe, about this. So I'm at the gynecologist, and she has done this. And I said, I posted a story about this, and I said, you guys, I'm going to share on my podcast next week what drives me crazy at the gynecologist that this person does. And they're probably thinking, you know, a pap smear, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. So remember the nurse? I don't even remember her name.
Yeah.
But every single time I'm sitting to get my blood pressure, she rubs my back like in a slow circle movement, and it makes my skin literally crawl. And I'm like, I'm a 35-year-old woman. Why can't I say, can you please not do that?
You can.
But yet I sit there, and here's the problem. So today she's rubbing my back. Yes, Jenna. Yes, good. Just breathe. And I'm like, please get your hands off my back and you're rubbing me. Like, this is making me so, like, I'm crawling inside my skin. But then my blood pressure doesn't read the first time, so she's got to do it again. And she rubs my back and doing it all over again. I'm like, this is what Mike feels with intimacy. And rubbing my back.
Exactly. Welcome to my world.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, there we go.
But here's where I'm going to say you're mean, because that's the nurse. I'm your wife. So do you really feel like skin, like nails on a chalkboard when I'm rubbing your back sometimes?
No.
Yeah, I think I do. Your face is like, I really want to say yes, but I just don't understand why I can't say, can you please not do that? But then I feel bad because I don't want to hurt her feelings. What is that? Can anyone?
Codependency.
Is it codependency?
A
I
little
think it's
bit
just
because
being nice. I don't want her to.
How's
like,
that? But that's not you saying you don't like something shouldn't hurt someone else's feelings.
Mark.
I don't think it would make her feel bad. I don't think she has any investment in rubbing your back. It's
but
just
she
be
does
one
it
less thing
every
she has to do.
Single time.
She probably does it to everyone. It's just habit at this point.
But
that's why I say codependency, because you don't want her to, because you make up that she'll feel bad. So you don't want her feelings, when really the reality is 98% of the time, if you told that to somebody, they'd be like, okay, no problem. Wouldn't think twice of it.
Why
but
would
people,
she care?
But people like you and me worry about that.
I just feel like if I said, because in my head, I'm like, be a big girl, be a big girl, Janet, tell her to stop rubbing your back, tell her to stop rubbing your back. And I was about to say it, but then I'm like, well, I don't want her to think I'm a bee.
But why would somebody think you are?
Because I'm telling them to stop something.
Stop something that you don't like. Right.
I don't know.
No, but I'm not saying it's easy, because it sounds ridiculous when you talk about it like this, but I get it.
But instead, I'm sitting there like nails on a chalkboard, wishing she would get her hands off of me and stop rubbing me. You know,
she'd probably be thrilled to stop, you know, just like,
but
that,
I think that's
do.
Our thing. I think, you know, she's an older lady, you know, but I don't know. She kind of annoys me. And so it's frustrating.
We're all so worried about what other people think.
Yes.
That's the bigger issue, I think, is that there's the quote that says, you wouldn't worry so much about what other people think if you realize how little they think about you.
Right.
Because they don't. Wow. Everyone just thinks about themselves. Yeah. They're not thinking about you.
Right.
But all we worry about is, oh, what do they think of me? Do they think I'm an idiot? Do they think I'm a jerk?
Yeah.
When just they don't think anything about you.
Right.
Do you think it's more of people thinking that way, that people are thinking about them? Or are we that way because in the past people have said what they meant and people get offended? Like, people are too sensitive and take it personal. It's like, oh, you don't want me to rub your back? God, I was just trying to help you. Like, geez, I was just trying to be here and support you and calm you down, but you don't want me to do it? Gee, okay, fine. Like, you're a bit.
Right. And then the next thing you see, you're on social media. Oh my gosh, I have the craziest
She's so
story.
Mean.
She's the worst.
No, I mean, I don't even think she has social, but I mean, again, I agree with you. I think that's the bigger issue about the fact that why do we care what people think? But I do. I mean, you care. Just in therapy the other day, You wanted us to do a different, to resolve an issue different so that you didn't think our friends thought this way, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's like we care about what other people think.
But I think it also depends. Do you ever have your moments in that situation where you're just in a mood that you don't care and you'll just say it?
I don't think I could get myself there, because I really, as you know, frustrated as I was and annoyed, I just can't say it. I'm fearing my pap smear in 3 months because I don't want her to touch me. I'm fine with the pap smear. I don't want her rubbing my effing back.
See, I'll have my moments where I'm that way, but also I'll have times where I just don't care at all. Like today playing golf with Justin and Garrett, there's like a 70-year-old man in front of us that was taking his sweet ass time on the tee box. And finally, I was like, we need to tell him to hurry up. They're like, no, that's so mean. He's like 70. And I was like, hurry up!
Oh my God. Well, you're mean. So mean. So we have Patty Stanger coming in, millionaire matchmaker, and apparently she's a psychic now. So I'm very excited.
She's just a Jill of all trades. Get it? What I did there?
Sure.
Jack, instead of Jack, it's Jill because she's female. Okay.
It's
always good when you have to explain your joke.
I still don't get it, but that's fine. So, oh my gosh. Moving on. let's talk about Sleep Number, shall we?
Well, yeah. And how excited we are about all the pillows.
I mean, okay. Truly, I am excited, though, because we do have a lack of pillows in certain other rooms.
Many couples disagree when it comes to mattress buying, which seems like a small thing. But because of Sleep Number, Jana and I don't have to argue or have long discussions about this because she gets her firmer side, which she loves, and I love soft, cushy side of the mattress. So because of our Sleep Number, we're able to adjust it to our liking.
Yes, and if you come in during the January savings event, and you can save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Ooh, I like that. Because that's what we have.
Yeah,
did you know
the
new Sleep Number also, too, it helps everyone from pro athletes improve their daily performance through proven quality sleep. Again, as a parent, I love it because a good night's sleep is everything. So, and I always say that you spend half your life in bed, so you need to have an amazing mattress. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. So visit sleepnumber.com/Jana to find the one nearest you. Zola is something really cool, too, that I want to talk to you guys about because, so my best friend Amy is getting married in Scotland, and she's actually using Zola. So there's over 500,000 couples that have used Zola. It basically takes the stress out of planning because, she's new to all this wedding planning stuff. Obviously, it's her first marriage and hopefully her last marriage. But
she's not a savvy vet like some others in here.
The site is really great, though, and it's been helping her and many others, obviously 500,000 others, plan their registry, dates, invitation, planning tools. Again, it's just a very convenient place to do all things online in one website. So you can start with a free wedding website. It's so easy and just takes minutes to set up. You can add stories about photos, accommodations, where the guests stay. It really, truly is great. There's over 500 top brands and, again, to set up your registry, which would be awesome. So to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/Jana. That's Zola, Zola.com/Jana for $50 off your registry. Zola.com/Jana. We have a beautiful woman that just walked into the studio.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Y'all welcome Patty Stanger in the
studio. Hi, guys.
Hi, Patty.
Is that a crystal in the middle of the room?
A crystal?
What is that?
Yeah.
I think it's a crystal.
Selenite, right? That's supposed to wipe all the negativity away.
It's like a light.
It's a light.
It is a light, but it's
also
a crystal.
But it looks like selenite. That's so wild.
So Michael and I have, we've had some crystal people on. Crystal people.
You got to have Jenna Dewan on. She's obsessed with them. I just met her the other night. She got a YouTube channel with all these amazing crystals.
Are you into crystals?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
yeah.
We are just like...
Don't laugh.
No, I'm not laughing
so
at you.
If you go on a bad date or you have a bad problem with your wife or your relationship, you take a piece of selenite. You can get any crystal store. It looks just like it's kind of like a white. I don't know how to describe it. It's like they make sticks out of them, and you wipe yourself all over your aura, and then you're good to go, and all the negativity goes away.
I mean, in theory, I think that sounds amazing, but I think, like you said, it's mind over matter. Because we had this. Long story short is, we're holding a crystal in our hand. And if I was to hold a pen in my hand and I did some deep breathing, I would be centered and feel.
Yeah, but the crystals are alive.
Oh. So it's alive.
The earth is alive. Do the trees and the grass and the strawberries you eat, do they make you feel better?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the crystals are alive.
Chocolate makes me feel a little better, more better.
Okay,
so
well, that's wine. Cacao. That's cacao that comes from the earth.
What about wine?
Wine comes from the earth. That's a grape.
All right.
Yeah.
So not only are you a crystal expert, you're also a millionaire matchmaker.
Correct. Yes.
So we have a bunch of questions for matchmaking.
All right, hit me hard.
I'm
in Seacrest land, so it's like I see all Ryan's.
Right.
Ryan like was the first person to like... Every month, he's put me on the radio, and he's like, come on, Patty, I got questions. So, like, literally, it's time for you to ask me anything.
Okay, I love it. Because we are a podcast about relationships,
yes,
mostly. So.
I can see that. So, who's single in the room?
That's Tori.
The hot girl that just brought me into the... Dory is hot.
Tori, yes.
Tori, she wore the most...
Oh, she could be Dory. Do you want to be on Finding
Nemo? I thought it was
Dory,
but sorry. Tori wore these amazing jeans with like a really cool... You're dressed good. You need to get out tonight.
You know what the problem with Tori is? Tori, can you get on, babe?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm not saying the problem.
Oh, no.
The only problem that I have, because we were trying to pimp her out when we were in Vegas. She doesn't know how to flirt.
I know how that
she's
feels.
She's the guy's.
You expect the men to come to you
to initiate the flirt.
Because the initiation is what it is. And we live in Bumble country now, where men are like,
yeah, I'm not on it.
Oh my God, you ask me out. You buy the lunch. You know what?
Quality.
You call me. You chase and text me. And it's like, are you kidding me? We have to work twice as harder now?
I do have a question, though. Mm-hmm. I'm somebody, like, I don't really have a problem because I'm an extrovert to, like, the max.
Yeah.
So I love to engage in conversation.
With girls.
No, with I'm a guy's girl.
Yeah, okay. So like every
but then
guy
you're
loves choose, her.
I'm a guy's girl. But you go into the friend zone.
That's exactly
but
her
exactly.
problem.
Because your
me,
buddy, you're gonna hit him on the shoulder and go, yo, dude, let's go watch the game. No, he wants sexy mix.
Which is why I said she has a problem with flirting.
You don't have to go. Like, you don't have to go Kardashian.
You just need to side
you
eye.
To,
you need
Kardashian
to
Kardashian even entail.
You need
like,
to give a side eye.
You
flirty.
Don't have to pull out the low plunge to get the man.
Oh yeah,
like
okay? Finish
like if you looked at the Golden Globes, how many lope? I mean. And it's always the girls who don't have breasts. That's my favorite part, you know. Or then it's the girl who has too big a breast and she just bought the new implants for the Golden Globes.
Right.
So you don't have to go crazy, Maisie, because less is more, but you got to get in the middle lane. It's a little bit of guy.
I know.
And a little bit of flirt and a little bit of sex appeal.
Michael, do you agree on
all
this?
I agree with breaking my two-drink maximum with you. How's that? You like that?
A two-drink maximum?
Yeah, tequila goes a long way.
Oh, I hate tequila.
Yeah, okay. But you don't want to be a drunk, though.
No. You just want to get into that. Once you hit the flirty zone of the drink, you stop and you pour a glass of water. Jenny McCarthy taught me this, okay?
Yeah.
She took me out once to Soho House, sloshed. You know, she's like, how do you drink like this? And I'm not a big drinker. And she drank Emergency in between every glass of alcohol. And
that's
she
hilarious.
And her skin glowed and she got flirt. I mean, nobody knows how to flirt like Jenny. Okay, take a page from McCarthy.
I got it.
Okay,
I'm writing notes.
I'd like to challenge
you're study
that. My
she
pre-
is the best flirter in the sun.
My pre-married life, I was a pretty darn good flirter.
You still okay. look like you're a good flirter.
She is still she a good flirter.
Still
a
great but you're flirter. Okay.
But she's
like, who am I kidding? I still got
Can
it.
I just interject that when she's like, we're trying to pimp out Tori at Vegas. It was like there was nobody to pimp out because everybody was like, Jana, can I get you anything? She's got this big baby
I was
belly.
Pregnant.
I know, but still, it's an attraction anyway. Thing. Everybody was like, who is this chick?
Okay, but here's the
how
thing.
How does she look hot
Jen,
with a belly?
Jen's little. She's perky. You can put her in her pocket.
Yeah,
you're tall
ten.
Like
three
me. You like to wear heels. You're like me. So it's like we don't fit into Munchkin land. You know
no,
what I'm
we
saying?
Don't.
So we have to do a little bit of like, you know, we got to get real soft and take our octave down.
It's more intimidating.
It's so not
and we
mean.
Have to go. We have to go like, thank you so much for that drink. That was
not
like
to get
so
acting
sweet.
Lessons
you
from
you. Gotta Jana? Do it. You gotta do it. You gotta go.
But I mean,
stupid
really
gets the
go-
guy. I'm not
oh,
kidding.
That I don't like that.
It's not stupid like you're stupid. It's like you're subtle
simple.
And you're
like you're
innocent and you're vulnerable. You're
but
vulnerable.
But what about raising strong? You know, I want my daughter. She's going to probably be an Amazon and tall because my husband is
<You're welcome. laughs>
super tall.
I can't.
I don't want her to, you know, do that because I want her to be confident in who she is.
Okay.
And that's what I do love about you. You're confident in who you are. And
this
I don't
is want, biology.
I don't want to see Tori like playing with
no,
their hair.
No, being... listen, this is biology because once you get them to the gate and they like you, then you go back to your real self and now you got them.
But then that's not
that's
who you
how
really
every,
are then.
It, doesn't matter. They're in love by then. You've had sex. All things are good. He's like, oh my God, I got the soft girl and I got the hard girl. And then they'll say to you, like, today I need soft girl. Please don't bring your heart out.
So what you're saying is don't be who you are then.
No, I'm saying be a mystery, as my mother would say, like nobody else.
I will. What I will say from a guy's perspective is what I'm dissecting from what Patty's saying is it's kind of like playing the game, right? So as a man, naturally a taller woman and stuff like that, it's a little bit more intimidating. I mean, I'm bigger than most, so not for me, but maybe those 5'10" guys out there have a harder time. So to feel like they are still the man, especially at the beginning of the relationship, to know that they are taking care of them, to know that you don't have this amazing strong female right off the bat, it's like, man, I have nothing to offer them. Like, they just take care of themselves.
Well,
I don't even feel like a man.
They got small peens and I can't
true.
Deal.
No,
I'm just
no.
saying, all I'm saying is
no,
that.
No, it's not that. It's that we live in an Instagram, social media, we're married to our phones, we're not engaging anymore, and we live in this society right now where it's all about, you know, you. We forgot to connect. So in order to connect, we've got to, like, you know, kind of shed all this crap. And that's how you get soft. Once you get soft.
Totally.
Once you get soft, they love you. You get the flirt. I've seen tall girls that are lanky tall girls, like 6-footers from supermodels. and they'll put the little flirty murdy on, and I just sit there and I go, oh my God, look at the water boy over there, like dumping it through. And it's because she's like, thank you, and oh my God, that was so sweet of you, and oh my God, you got tuna on my salad, and without me asking, like, you know, I watch this all day long.
I will slap my child if she does that.
No, you can't.
I want her to be confident. I want her to be, okay. You know, I'm not saying she has to be a bitch or whatever. I just want her to be. I want her to be nice.
Can we say bitch on a podcast, right? I mean, I'm Millionaire Matchmaker. I curse like a sailor.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, that's why you watch the show, right?
Right.
That's true.
But you don't understand. It's not being strong. Look, I'm alpha at work and I'm beta at home.
Right.
And that's the way I like it, because I could not be alpha at home. I'd be exhausted. So it's hard for the man to see the beta when you're out here.
Yeah.
They can't see the beta. You're calling the shots. You're like, Patty, come in here. You want to do less? What are we got you on in 10 minutes. Whatever. Like, you're moving and shaking and you're hustling. Okay.
Right.
And unless that guy at work sees you, one of these dudes here, if they're single, and they're looking at you like, oh, I really love a hustler girl. They have to have a hustler mother to love that.
Funny.
That's the dynamic. My mom was a hustler. I want a strong woman. My mom was really beta to my father's alpha. I want a beta. So wherever they come from, that's usually the DNA of what they choose.
So now I need them to bring their moms on our first dates.
No. You need to ask them about your mom. Do you, you know, you'd say, oh, you're close to your family? Open-ended question.
Right.
They go, I freaking hate my mother. We haven't seen my mother in 20 years. Or, but run. You can never fill that void.
What do you think about cheaters?
Mm. Ooh, well, my mom was Mrs. Maisel. Everybody watching The Marvelous Life of Mrs. Maisel?
So
in 1963, my mother's first husband, who was my first father, I'm adopted, cheated on my mother. And she was Mrs. Maisel. She didn't cry in her soup. She didn't freak the F out. She picked me up, put me into my grandparents' house, said, he cheated, I'm getting a divorce, and my grandmother's talking her out of getting a divorce. What will you do? You have no skills, even though she went to college. And she's like, I'm not going to put up with this. And she tells him she wants a divorce. Now he's like, no. Little Bezos action there. He wants to keep his cake and eat it too. And you go every Wednesday night to this famous restaurant, which is still there, Pal's Cabin in New Jersey. And he would cheat. She's like, I want a divorce. My mother's crafty. You know, she's thinking, how am I going to get out of this? I want a divorce. Those days you could fly to Puerto Rico and get a divorce. And he said, no, I want my cake and eat it too. So she knew his best friend was a total freaking nerd. She sits down next to the best friend at the bar at 7 o'clock when she knows her husband's coming in, my father. And she kisses him on the lips, the nerd. That was the threshold. You cheated on me, he thinks in his mind, let alone that he cheated on her. Flew to Puerto Rico the next day and got divorced. Once a cheater, if they're cheated once, they may not cheat again. But if the history says that they've cheated, I like to call them jumpers. They're not really cheaters. They're jumpers. They go from relationship to relationship, and they trade up. And that's kind of like their MO. Oh, you didn't make me feel good today. You didn't give me attention. Oh, I'm just going to go find somebody who else does. And their mind, they don't think it's cheating. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like we're finding out about Bezos today with the texts and Lauren and all this shit. I'm like, why did anyone file divorce yet? Why did he wear a ring at the Golden Globes? Like, what really is going on behind the scenes here? Now, we don't know that because we don't know if this was an arrangement.
Right.
But when you're blindsided by
what's
cheating.
What's Bezos? Sorry, I have no idea what you're talking
Bezos,
about.
CEO of Amazon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
FYI, keep Sorry. Up on the news.
I have two kids, a newborn that's 6 weeks
kidding.
Old, and
I'm
I've been
teasing.
Working my ass off today.
I'm teasing you.
Okay. Haven't looked at the news this morning.
But what I'm saying is no two people are alike. It's not Snowflake City. Okay. I mean, it's Snowflake City. No two people are alike. You can't say all men cheat. If you cheated once, you'll cheat again, because that's not true. There's a why. There's a reason. Is this a natural inclination? Did his father cheat? Did his mother cheat? Is this who he is? Is he so excited about grabbing that brassy new ring that he doesn't care about his family, then he's not really a family man? And we've all been duped. We've all been where you've been. I've been cheated on. I was cheated on by a firefighter. Told never to date a firefighter. Said, oh, he'd never do that to me. Cheated on me. 9/11 firefighter, no less.
Mm.
Okay, on the cover of the calendar. Okay, Steve, you know who you are. Anyway, in New York. Okay, Cold Spring. Anyway, so the point I'm making is that no two people are alike, because my mother's second husband never cheated on her and loved her to the day that he died. And so it depends on the situation. I hate saying absolutes. I'm not an absolute person.
I'm always curious about, you know, because you're a matchmaker, and if you saw someone that did cheat on someone, you know, are you hesitant to then match the person with someone because they have had that past or history?
I usually counsel both sides. And if it's, I'm not getting sex, I'm not getting attention, we've gone to counseling, we try to work it out, they're not giving me anything, it's time to leave. But I don't agree in cheating. I agree you leave, then you have another relationship. Like, you declare, we're separated. You got to move. I won't fix anyone unless they've moved out of the house. They have to move out of that. They don't have to legal separation, but they have to move out of that house. Okay? And the other thing is, you know, like, did you know that he was going to cheat?
My husband?
Yeah.
Did I know he was going to cheat?
Yeah. Did you have inclinations along the way? He looked at girls at parties. He was flirty with a lot of women.
I mean, he had cheated when we were dating before we got married. So, I mean, I maybe thought he might.
Back of the head. Okay.
Yeah. So,
but you
so
thought
maybe,
you know, maybe he got a, he, it was a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what most people think. But generally speaking, a man cheats for a reason. Now there's ego. You know, I'm getting a piece of you know what that I couldn't get before. I didn't get the cheerleader in high school, so therefore I'm going to go for it.
He got plenty of cheerleaders.
No, I'm talking about like, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about nerds that go off, like they make a lot of money. The millionaires that are nerds in high school, and then they make a lot of money, and then they cheat on their average Annie wives because they couldn't get the movie star.
Yeah.
So now they're in the game. My best friend had an experience like that. And he said, I could never get those hot girls. And then, you know, I got to the game, I got to the party, and there it was. And it was like, I was like, well, why? And he's like, because I always wanted that. And you have to find out why.
Babe, anything?
I mean, I get that. I get that mindset. But I mean, like she's saying it, the reason, if you find out the reason, then I think you can kind of cancel the disclaimer of,
does it make it right?
Nothing is right. Yeah, but if you're able to deep down through therapy or whatever resource find out the reason behind whichever party is cheating and address that, then you can, I think you can kill the stereotype of once you cheat, always a cheater.
Okay, I'm gonna give
you, I hate that stereotype. Okay, so first, I was just curious where you
The why is the healing, because then you go, ugh, I don't want you anyway, because that's where you did it. But I'm gonna tell you something, you're gonna be blown away. Women cheat more than men.
Oh, I've cheated on every
relationship. They just don't get... Oh, okay. Well, they don't get caught.
But not with this one.
Well, they don't get caught.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, if you've cheated, you know, karma.
Yeah.
It's like it comes around, goes around.
Well, but that's why I forgave him in the beginning, was because I had that guilt that I did that in a relationship, so I wanted to forgive him in the
you
beginning.
You were the cheater?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when you first... I said, I didn't know you guys were together. Nobody gave me information.
Oh, this is my husband.
Okay. Yeah, thank you to my publicist, which I didn't know that. Okay. Now I'm finding out.
Yeah, this is my husband.
Where's your piece of shit husband? Let's get him in here. I'm right here.
I'm like, okay. Okay. No. So wait, you went out.
We went out, he cheated, and then I took him back because it's not every relationship. I've cheated in the majority of my relationships because, again, it was the...
Why did you cheat?
Because the next new shiny thing, I wasn't getting the validation. I wasn't getting what
attention.
The father issues that I didn't work through.
And why'd you cheat?
It's a long story.
Give me one sentence. Reader's Digest. What is it?
Never felt like I was enough in my life.
Okay. Right.
That's the
surface level of it. So low self-esteem.
Essentially.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit
so
of
then
that.
I took him back because I kind of never got that. I wanted to but be able to say I forgive, and he was like, I'll never do it again. Because in this relationship, I said, you know, I told myself, and I've done so much work that that's not going to happen in this relationship. And so, but then he, you know, obviously it happened again, and, you know, we've discovered more stuff, but I still believe that if you work on things, a cheater is not, I pray to God it doesn't happen again, but, you know.
Okay.
Because we have the resources and
you have
we're working
kids
on things.
Together, right?
We do have two.
How many kids? Two kids?
We
two
have
kids.
A six-week-old and
you
a three-year-old.
You have a six-week-old and a three-year-old. Okay. So you know that she's cheated before you.
Yeah.
And you've cheated on her.
Yeah.
Which keeps the game exciting.
No.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Subconsciously, it does. It's a subconscious thing. It's not conscious thing.
But see, I never cheated on him, and that's the problem that bothers me.
Well, that's why. That's subconscious.
What do you mean?
The gate is open. So the thing is, you both know neither one of you are clean. And that's,
no, I'm clean in this relationship.
Not talking about, it's not a relationship to relationship thing. It's a total of your complete, you know, history of relationship. It goes back to subconsciousness. So subconsciousness keeps it alive. It keeps it exciting.
Yeah. Well,
because maybe
I'm not excited.
No, but you took him back. You didn't
right because I love him and he's such an ass. Get out of here.
I love him and he's such an ass. That's why I took him back.
So you're going on tour.
Yes.
Right now there's three cities, right?
No, four cities.
Oh, I see. Well,
okay.
Damn it, Tori. I see three on here.
It's four. It's actually. I'm going to Ridgefield, Connecticut, Morristown, New Jersey, which I'm from Jersey.
Glenside,
woohoo.
PA.
Pennsylvania, which is going to be Philly and Pittsburgh.
Where can our listeners see like the dates?
If you go to Patty Knows with an I, pattyknows.com, you can actually buy the tickets. There's VIP ones as well as regular tickets. We'll be doing champagne. I'll be asking all your questions.
Oh, that's just an answer. Yeah. Ask. So people, do they raise their hand? Do they have to buy a specific ticket to get?
No, actually, the show starts out. It's an interactive dating relationship show. I come out kind of like stand-up style. Then I bring people up on stage to fix each other up, pick each other up. I do this whole thing as well as relationship couples like you.
Oh, wow.
If somebody's cheated, do I fix that? Somebody proposed once when I did a live tour, and it's really interesting. I gave him – somebody threw out their engagement ring because they were getting divorced, and they proposed. They said, I couldn't afford a ring. That's why I couldn't propose, and blah, blah, blah. He does. And then at the end of the show, anyone can line up around the corner, ask me anything. Nothing is off topic.
Wow.
Business, love. But I'm psychic. So
I was reading that.
I read
like,
people's energy.
He's the biggest skeptic and psychic.
So I read people's energy. I'm an astrologer. And I can see things that nobody sees. So I can like help you with whatever endeavor you're working on. So
does it just come to you? I know you want to.
I'm clairaudient. I hear a voice.
So I was going to ask, what's the difference between clairaudient and clairvoyant?
Clairvoyant usually senses. Mm. Clairaudient hears. I hear a voice.
So you hear dead people?
No, I don't see dead people. I see guides. And angels. I actually talk to the guide or the angel or my guide or angel. Sometimes it'll be mine, sometimes it'll be theirs. It's not about who is talking to me. It's upstairs information.
How did you notice that you had that?
Well, I was adopted as a kid, and my family was not into any of this. And they would shove it under the rug. And I would know who's getting a divorce. I would know who's getting pregnant. I would know who's dying. I knew my grandmother was going to die on a very minor surgery. And I begged my mother not to send her to the hospital for hip replacement. And she died two weeks later from anesthesia.
Wow.
So it's like... there are little things I saw. Then I was always interested in the occult. So I studied with a lot of very famous psychics. I ran the Kenny Kingston Psychic Network for 4 years. I was a practicing psychic in Florida for 10 years. And I just studied metaphysics. And then with meditation, I do transcendental meditation, it hones my craft. So when you see me on Millionaire Matchmaker and someone's in the hot seat and I'm reading them and I'm breaking them and they're crying and they're freaking out, and like Claudia Jordan said, I put her in the hot seat. She was a friend of mine, and I didn't know this. And I said, they're telling me something happened to you at 18. You didn't tell your father. It caused a rift in your relationship. What happened? And she goes, how the hell did you know that? She starts crying. I was raped.
Oh, gosh.
And my father wouldn't believe me. It's like, and then we got on the phone, and we called the father, and we healed the situation. So there's good and there's bad stuff that I see. A lot of times I know stuff's going to happen with celebrities and things are going to happen and, you know, things like that.
How'd you turn that into doing like Millionaire Matchmaker coming from this kind of background?
My mom was a matchmaker and so was my grandmother.
Oh,
and
there you go.
I ran Great Expectations for like 8 years and the oldest dating service, the original Match.com. And I really didn't want to do it. I really was just doing it for the cash at the time.
And then now look what it's turned
into.
And
it turned into something. I was getting out of credit card debt. I was going to be a screenwriter. I was going to be I went to film school. I was like, this is just a side gig.
Right.
Never thought this would be my main gig.
Right.
Ever.
Do you hear anything around Michael?
When's your birthday? Give me your birthday.
February 26th.
Oh, so you're a Pisces. And when's your birthday?
I'm December 2nd. I'm a Sagittarius.
Yeah. You're coming up on a really good year. So Jupiter
really
is in Sag.
You've
had a terrible 3 years with Saturn,
yes.
Which was really awful to you. But let's see.
I believe.
9, 10, 11. Okay. So we're just about to get into Jupiter on your sun. You could meet another man, but I'm not going to tell you that. Jupiter on your sun. Okay. You could also be tempted. Okay, money is going to be really good for you, and I do see. Are you getting into something to do with film?
Yeah,
you're doing something film related, and that's going to be really big stepping stone for you. You're gonna. Are you buying a new house?
We're building.
Okay,
in
there
Nashville.
You go. Okay, third child is possibility at the end of next year. So be careful if you don't want it. I do see pregnancy. Okay.
As we just said yesterday, we think we're a two kid family.
No, but I do see. you might want to get fixed. You have very sharp sperm.
Yes, I do.
Yes, sperm.
That's right.
Okay. Are you doing something sports related?
I used to.
Okay, because it's, what did you do?
Now?
Yeah. No, what did you do?
Oh, I played in the NFL.
But is there something like a sports product, a drink, a gadget, a gimmick somebody gave to you and wants to promote it? I see you having some sports related product, like an infomercial thing that's happening in the end of next year.
But we'd love if you have any
They said this is coming from a buddy. A buddy made an invention. That's what they're telling me.
Interesting.
So keep your buddies. Ask your buddies. Is anybody
keep your buddies close?
I'll ask around.
But the film thing is going to break you. It's going to open your gates because you've been like stagnant and you're like, okay, I need more. Where are you living right now?
Here.
Well, what part?
Studio City.
Because I see you like, where do you go to the beach?
Not really.
Who has a beach house?
No one we know.
In our future, hopefully.
Again, if anyone has a beach house, they'd like to become friends with us.
No,
please.
There's something
DM
like
me.
This summer, you're going 2 weeks to a beach house because I see a beach house, but it's not like L.A. It's like a quiet little town.
Oh, Michigan.
Oh, there
but
you
that's
go.
A lake, though.
That's the same thing. Okay. Beach, water.
4th of July.
I see you going away and really having a wonderful, like the best time you've ever had in your life, and it's peace because you say... I hear you in your voice, in your head, you don't have enough peace.
No.
Peace is really important to you.
Zero peace.
Yeah. Because you feel very chaotic. You feel like the organizer of everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm sweating.
Yeah. So I feel like that's what's going to happen. But I also feel like you might also get a jewelry offer. Some jewelry line.
Again, jewelry line.
You're getting endorsements. You're getting endorsements. And you're going to do some kind of... I don't know if it's, I can't say it's extra because I feel like it's supplements or.
What about
herbs.
Girls for him? Are we good? Is he good? Are we good this year?
Only females in my life are you and Jolie, baby.
You feel? Because she told me I might be tempted.
No,
so.
You're going to be tempted. You're going to meet someone, but you will realize the temptation.
I'm really sweating.
You're
now.
Not stupid. You're not stupid. Let's just put it this way. Okay. You're not, you don't have stupidity in you.
Okay. I know
he's
what
very
I have to
sensitive.
Lose.
And he's incredibly, if you talk to him the wrong way, if you mention the wrong thing that, like, if you bring up, when you fight, you can never bring up the past to him.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to learn to lid it, vault it, because he's really trying right now. And he knows he's trying.
Shut up, Michael. Okay. She also sees
you could
right
pull
now.
A little more romance out for her. She
Thank
needs
you.
A little bit more romance. She likes date
Especially
night.
Especially if I'm going to be tempted.
She likes date I'm night. Kidding. She likes to dress up. You need more dressing up occasions.
Absolutely.
I will see that. Theater tickets, concert tickets. Kelly Clarkson's coming in January.
Ballet.
It's like the best concert ever.
Ballet.
Okay. She wants to dress up is what I see. She looks at her closet and goes, bleh. Like she wants to buy a nice dress is what I'm picking up. What else? Let me ask if there's anything else that I missed. Okay, hold on 1 second. You got to give me a second.
Is he going to be good to me?
He is in work mode. He's in money mode. He's not in mode. Can I say that on the
That's
podcast?
That's right.
Yes,
He's in money mode. He wants nice things. He wants a new car. Okay.
Yes.
He doesn't want to drive like an SUV for the rest of his life. Like I see him wanting nice things. Like he's looking in catalogs online. Like he has his little wish list.
Yes, he does. That
okay.
includes a.
Can I fucking read now? Can I fucking read? I don't even know the
truth. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
I didn't know you were married.
Are you a believer?
I believe her. I'm not gonna say I believe every Joe Schmo out there. I'm picky, but I believe that.
Do you see a happily ever after for these two?
Well, you can never do that.
You can't do a long term.
You only read 5 years out because things can change and
Give
they
me
can
five.
Alter.
How's five?
I feel 5 years together. I feel I just keep seeing that third child. It's a boy too. I don't know why I see a boy, another boy.
Aww.
Yeah.
Two boys.
Like do you have two girls? What do you have?
We have a boy and a girl.
Okay, but I see another boy.
Aww.
This boy's special. If you get the next one, I'm telling you, he's gonna be very artistic. Like incredibly, like theater, movies, painting, drawing. Like he's super artistic. He's not an athlete. This one will want to make him an athlete. He's not an athlete. And you will love that he's artistic. He's not gay. He's just artistic.
Why
okay, just artistic.
Gay?
No, he's just artistic. I just see
so
an artistic
funny.
Child like painting and doing like creative stuff with you.
I
you like to decorate also.
I do like to decorate.
Yeah, that's your little jam. It's peace.
Yeah, I do.
Okay?
I do like it.
Who's the cooker in the family?
This one.
Okay.
Your oh barbecue. My God, you just hopped on that so fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one.
Are you making a major kitchen? A stellar kitchen?
We are making a beautiful kitchen.
And are you making an outdoor grill patio?
Yes.
Okay, because I see really big parties of you guys having with your friends and cooking? Because I see there's someone's a cooker, they said.
Do you see a game room with a poker table? Because I'm trying to nix that right now. So if you don't see it, then maybe we can nix it out of the room.
I see, you know what I see? I see a foldable poker table where he can take it out and put it away.
No,
he's not getting his full poker. You're nixing it. You're going to nix it.
We already have it.
I nixed the chairs and what the interior ladies are
all
doing.
All I'm telling you
me.
Is right now it's like a game room kind of thing I say, but it's not going to be what he thinks it is. Let's just put it that way.
No, I already found that out.
Yeah, it's not going to be what you. In other words, you're going to make it cool. He doesn't have cool style. Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm just calling it like I see it.
Patty, where can our listeners find you? Because you are awesome, and I want to know more about
you.
Okay,
you can follow me on Instagram at pattystanger.com. Patty Stanger on Instagram with an I. Or go to Patty Knows. Patty Knows. We're doing webinars. We're going on tour. We're here to heal you. So register, get in there, and buy the tickets. Tell your friends and family. I don't care if you bring your grandmother. I got something for her.
Amazing. Boom. You guys, Patty, give it up.
Thank you.
So Mark just asked when we were saying bye to her if I was getting annoyed with her. Did you sense my annoyance with her?
I think the whole office building sensed your annoyance with her.
No, I just want to say I love her. I think she's so sweet. But in the very beginning, I don't know what it is. I just don't like it when females, I don't like it when you do the hi and hold the hair. It's just, that's not how I want Jolie to be in front of someone.
No, I
want her to be confident. No, I want her to stand tall. And Tori, yes, you're tall, but don't turn into one of those.
Say, if you don't like me, get out.
You know, I mean,
F you.
You don't. I don't know. Just be you. Be confident.
Yeah. No, I definitely took it with a grain of salt of being like, if I'm lugging luggage around, sure, I can have the guy next to me carry my luggage. Right. Hey, I'm helping her out, but I'm not gonna be like, hi. And I honestly, the two drink Maxima made me laugh too because I was like. I'm like, this is me 24/7.
Yeah, so if you don't like it, then leave it.
I don't really need alcohol to make me feel comfortable. Like, yeah. I'm already pretty comfortable with who I am.
I know.
I think, I understand, you know, some of it's hard to take not literally because some of the things she was saying seemed very literal. I don't think she was speaking in that sense. So I defend that aspect because I think it is more about just playing the game, but which I think the game itself has changed over the years because of all the social media access to other people because of the Bumbles, Tinders, and all that stuff. So the game isn't the same. So I think she's still trying to like teach that in a way. So, you know, the girl isn't, if she's the alpha all day, you know, say someone here sees Tori all day doing her thing, handling business and kicking ass, and then they see her out and she's the same exact way.
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm saying where like he doesn't feel like he can do anything for her because.
What's wrong with that? Why can't you just love her and love her for who she is? And why do you have to do something? You don't. What do you do for me? You support me. You're my partner. What do you
right,
need to
but
do?
But if
for
you
me?
Had to do everything, if I didn't make you feel,
I
special.
Do everything. You led yourself into that one.
I did. That was an alley. That was a soft toss.
That was a complete soft toss. Yeah. No, but what by me being softer, that doesn't. Well, I don't understand that. What would you do if I'm softer?
All I'm saying is you still need to allow your man to feel like a man sometimes, to be taken care of. Like if you didn't feel a need to be
taken
care
of. I like that you opened my door.
I'm not just talking about opening a door. I'm talking about making you feel secure, making you feel taken care of.
Well, that's sure, but I can still be a strong woman. That's
for sure. But I'm saying some of those mentalities out there are women that don't ask for that, don't want that, and don't show that they need to be taken care of.
Well, if you're just saying, I don't want you to do this, and then of course, and yeah, you're being a little hard, soften up a little, but.
Right, that's the whole thing. She went to the extreme, but I think that's the kind of mindset that she's talking about, not to her extent, but.
Well, I ended up liking her.
I ended up liking her. So, for those of you who are new to the investing world, you know, that's one thing I always wanted to get into investing, and I would be around friends and stuff that would always talk about their portfolios and show each other their stock options and what they're looking at on their phone. I'm like, what the hell are y'all looking at? And from someone like me who wasn't educated in that world, Robinhood was a great start. Just a reminder, it's an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. And it's a very non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers like myself to invest for the first time with true confidence. And just a reminder as well, most brokerages charge you up to $10 every trade. But the amazing value of the Robinhood app is that there is no cost or commission fees.
Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. So sign up at winddown.robinhood.com. That's winddown.robinhood.com. So something we've been using with Jolie, because she's been difficult to put down lately. She doesn't want to go to bed. She doesn't want a nap anymore.
She, for the first time, she just realized that she can get out of bed, yes, and open the door and out of her room by herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's happened for the last day and a half. Every time she's gone down for bed, she gets out of her room. And you think like, because we're not used to it. So I was like, last night I was like watching TV and I just heard like her door open and her sound machine and her Moshi stuff sound louder. Nice try to plug. And I heard it and I was like, what in the world is that? Then I heard the door close. I look back in the hallway and all I see is just the top from her like nose up to her forehead, peeking out, laying on the floor, trying to watch the TV.
So that's why I am and Michael were excited about the Moshi Twilight, because it's been helping the bedtime routine. So basically, there's stories. They're completely original audio-only sleep stories. So they're not designed to replace traditional bedtime storybooks. Moshi Twilight is designed to be used after the parents have read a book and then turned off the light. So this is usually the time when parents struggle to leave the bedroom with children craving attention again, which is what Jolie's been doing. So the best part of all is that it's usually $39, but my listeners get to try it for free tonight. So you can access over 20 hours of original sleepy content, things that include guided relaxations, dreamy music tracks, soothing soundscapes. There's 60 magical sleep stories. It's super great, and you can share it across up to 3 devices. So if you have multiple kids, you don't have to worry about that. No fights. But basically, check out the reviews, because it really truly does work for us, and try it free tonight.
So if that sounds good to you, you can redeem your exclusive code. Download the Moshi Twilight app, go to settings, register your account, and redeem your code Jana Sleep, J-A-N-A Sleep.
Hurry, because this code expires April 1st. I do have to bring up something because...
Oh, God.
No, because I want to talk about it in future podcast episodes, but remember when we had our party at the pier?
Yeah.
And the Us Weekly girl kind of said, well, she basically brought up, oh, you're not breastfeeding with Jace. And I kind of startled and said, I didn't say that. Remember? Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I thought you said that you said you weren't breastfeeding. And
you're like, I don't remember not saying that.
Yeah, I don't remember saying anything about it. And finally I said, you know what? Fine. I'm going to go out there and say that I'm not breastfeeding. And so the article was out on Us Weekly last week. And
Online.
And I've had so many people reach out to me on DMs. And it's just been really, it's been really great. But it also, again, I don't know what it is. And I think it needs to be a bigger conversation on another episode. But it's just really frustrating that I felt, especially moms have all this pressure to do... all the mom shaming too, which is why I want to bring on other women that have been mom shamed to talk about it, because it's just really frustrating. Whether it didn't work for me or doesn't work for other people, or maybe just in general we didn't want to, but I feel it's almost like we feel like we have to explain ourselves because we're not doing what we're told we're supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean I can't imagine like how that feels. I mean, I think I even, from the dad side or the husband side, is obviously we don't feel it nearly as much as y'all do, but I can still sense that tension a little bit.
From us or other people?
When it's asked.
Mm.
And
like, is Jana breastfeeding?
No, not when it's asked directly to me, but when it's asked to you and I'm there with you.
Mm.
So I can like kind of sense that. And but I also, I get like people's, not their reservation around it, but I get why, because that's the way humans have done it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So anything other than the way you're biologically created to feed your child, I can see why it's still a lasting,
yeah,
a lasting thing, a lasting stigma.
It's just I totally get that. It's just frustrating when women are, well, breast milk is the best and all the nutrients. I understand that. You don't need to tell me something that I don't know.
Right.
But I also don't need to explain to you why it's either not working or we're not doing it or we chose not to. So I don't know why we have to feel like we have to explain. Just like we can't feel like we can say what we want to say.
Exactly.
It ties into the beginning of the episode.
No, I was going to say the exact same thing. It's true. Like, why?
I feel like I have to hide the bottle when I'm in public because people are judging me. I feel judged.
Oh, F them.
But again, this is worrying about what other people think.
I know. Right. That's why I'm circling back to the top, because it's like, it's so frustrating. But we get shamed. So many people.
Yes, you do.
So many people about the breast milk. It's like, I get it. Okay. I understand that. And there's a lot of women that physically can't. Maybe I physically can't. Do I have to explain to us, to everyone, why we're not breastfeeding?
Nope.
But I feel like I have to.
So, and clearly you don't want to talk about it here, about the why.
I mean, I have no problem talking about it, but I feel, but it also, it almost defeats the purpose of why can't it just be okay that we're not? And why do we have to always explain our decisions?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I actually don't even think we should or need to, because then it's like you feel like you have to defend why we're not. And that defeats the whole purpose.
But I feel like I have to because I feel like I'm getting judged.
Right, but we don't have to do anything. That's the thing. We have discussed this. You and I are on the same page. We're the only two people that matter in this entire situation.
But then someone's going to say, well, actually, the child matters, and because you're not giving them the proper... I get that.
And guess what?
That email.
That's why they say what's best for you is best for the child.
And do you think that people are assuming the worst of you because you're in Hollywood and you have a certain amount of fame? Do you think there's an element there?
Totally, yeah.
They think, oh, she just wants to protect her body or something like that.
Which, by the way, if you breastfeed, you lose more weight.
Ah.
So that's the argument there. Mm-hmm. It's not about that at all. And, you know, I don't know. We got to figure that out. I got to talk to someone about that. You know,
well, according to Patty, we're going to have like a third child. So we can try again next time.
Maybe it won't work.
Were you breastfed? Excuse me.
I was not breastfed. I was formula fed.
I also was not breastfed.
Well, we turned out pretty great, didn't
that's
we?
That's what I was just going to say is clearly it's not the only way to raise a child.
Yeah. So I guess I'm saying this to also the moms out there that feel this way too. Let's just not feel like we have to defend our decision. Let's just be the best moms that we are.
And just be able to say... a one-word answer response is, are you breastfeeding? Nope.
But I can't. I'm always like, well, because of this happened.
Are you breastfeeding? Yep.
I know.
And it's fun because I get to guilt my own mother about it.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I can't have dairy. I think it's because I wasn't breastfed, Mom. Honestly.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. Oh, we have some emails, and this was the first one. We are like Sarah and Ty. I don't even know if I want to read it.
I'll read it. This is from... Megan.
No, have Mark read it. I like Mark's voice.
Oh, yeah. Mark has a good voice.
She hears your voice plenty.
I'm over your voice. Stop talking.
Megan says, my husband James and I did it for 15 years before
Sarah.
We got married. Yes, 15 years. So I know exactly how Sarah feels. I went through all of college, all of grad school, knowing we would get married. After graduating college, I expected him to propose at every vacation, anniversary, or major life event. I was driving myself crazy. Finally, a year and a half ago, while on our way to the beach, he proposed. My advice to Sarah is to try to stop thinking about it, because that's when it will come. It's outrageously hard to do, but try. But I recently learned my husband would have done it sooner, but he felt a lot of pressure to pick out the right ring. He said he looked at rings for about 9 months before finally picking one. I'm not saying Ty doesn't need a solid push in the right direction. Most men do, but keep in mind it's a serious life event for him as well.
Megan, kudos to you. Girl for 15 years.
Oh, how do you hang in? For
I would not. I mean, you must have been unless you're 15 when you guys started dating. That's the only exception. She says
through all of college, so maybe they were 17 or 18.
Yeah. Oy.
Kudos to her for the 15 years, not only for sticking out that long, but I make up that her mindset was just, you know what? Whether we're married or not, I'm with the person I want to be with, and I'm just gonna live. Each day, like I'm going to live in the present and just be with him. And I know we're meant to be together and it'll happen. Granted, that's a long time.
Yeah, that's way too long.
But I don't know. Maybe, not saying that Sarah hasn't, but he knows I hope Ty gets it now, like how much we've talked about this and how much pressure is on him that now at this point, just like, you know what? Accept it for what it is. And if you love him and you want to be with him, then just... keep going.
Is there something to that where you can just be like, you know what? I love this person, and we're just if we end up Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russelling it the rest of our lives, I'm
fine.
If
you're okay with it, then that's fine. I just don't think people like me and Sarah are okay with that.
It's rare that both people would be on the same page for that situation.
Right. It's very rare, I think. It's kind of like a...
And you can you ever really believe if the other person is? Because people change their mind, right? And so there'd be people that change their mind and they tell the person, hey, I want to get married. I want to have kids now. It's like, no, I got into this because we had the same agreement. We had the same point of view. So it's like, even if you have that agreement at the beginning, is there leeway to change?
Also, how do you bring it up?
Right.
Without putting the pressure on him, because he wants it to be a surprise. I almost feel
15
like-
years is not pressure. 15, 6 years is not pressure. In my opinion.
What do you mean it's not pressure?
That's expected. 15 years, 6 years, 5 years, 4 years, been 4 years. Hey,
4 to 5 years, I think, is the window. Like, it's time to get off the pot or produce.
Yeah. Take a big dump or get out.
Jana's window is about 3 to 6 months, so.
That is my window.
But if you do bring it up, I feel like it delays things. I feel like if I was dating somebody and they said, hey, we should get married, I feel like even if I was planning on proposing, I can't do it now because it'll seem like I'm just responding to her request. I got to push it off a few months to get it out of her mind. So then every time she brings it up, it's going to get pushed off farther. Because you want to blow her mind. You want to surprise her. You right. want her to cry. You don't want her to be totally expecting it. It's
not all about you guys. It's about us too.
I think you guys overthink us women though. I totally think you guys overthink it 100%. Because especially when the girl is wanting it, she's going to know. She's going to read an email. She's going to go through your phone.
Did you know?
Maybe.
Did you know?
Maybe.
Tell me now, Jana Ray.
Maybe. I'm just saying, girls.
Have you been lying to me this whole time?
I'm just saying. What, Tori?
Yeah, Tori wants to know too. I think everyone wants to know.
I'm just saying.
Did you know?
Maybe is my answer. Maybe.
That's not an answer.
Sure it is. It's my answer.
This is tangible. It's either yes or no. Did you have an idea that I was proposing?
I feel like we've had this conversation before. I say yes or no, and you say, I don't remember. So that's my answer. I don't remember.
No. Where was it? Where did you propose?
I proposed in our house, our first house in Nashville, on her birthday in front of like 30 people.
Oh.
It was a surprise birthday party turned engagement.
So you knew or you had a feeling?
I'm not answering these questions.
Why?
Because I don't have to.
It's time. It's water under the bridge.
You do. It is water. We have two kids. We're about to have a third, according to Patty. So like, what's going on?
I don't remember, sweetheart.
Are you going to take this to your grave?
I am going to take this one to my grave.
But clearly it's a yes, because if it was a no, you would just say, no, I had no idea. I was shocked.
Maybe. I don't know.
But the thing
is,
I
don't remember.
You can't
I'm just saying girls know they have emails. They have phones. They have certain things that they know, and when they're wanting it, they search. We don't care about being surprised. We want the effing ring. We don't care. You guys want us to be surprised. We don't give a flying F about being surprised.
That's BS. I call BS. Because you guys want a
great
story.
Write me in then, Jana Kramer at iHeartMedia.com.
But in 2019, it's important to have your hair done and your nails done.
Right.
When you get proposed to.
Let me just say.
You almost don't want to be surprised.
Were my nails done?
Yeah, because it was your birthday and I sent you. And you can't say someone told you because nobody knew.
Okay, sweetheart.
I didn't tell any of her friends. I didn't tell anybody.
Was there a paper trail? Was there email? Was there web receipts?
She wouldn't have been able to see that stuff then.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I think we're getting warmer.
She's just flustering me on purpose right now.
You didn't have any emails going back and forth with the jeweler that I might have read?
Everything's a lie!
Did you cry? Did you play it up big like you were totally
stunned?
I have
no idea what you guys are talking about. I might be making that up. I don't know.
She's an actress. She's totally making it up. Because anyways. We literally... No, we're not done with this. We got in a fight, a huge fight, not soon before that, because I told her, I was like, look, she gave me the whole, I don't want to play house with you. Like, I want a ring. I want to start a family, X, Y, and Z. And I told her, at the time, I still had my house in Baltimore. So I owned that house. We just bought this house together, 50-50. And I'm like, I got to wait for my Baltimore house to sell. Like, I don't want to strap myself financially. Mm-hmm. And she didn't really care about that. She's like, well, I want a ring. What if it didn't sell for 5 years?
Well, because this guy thinks his house is going to sell tomorrow. I was like, you have to be more realistic. As he's like, well, if it takes 5 years, so that's when we got into the fight, was because I said, I don't want to wait 5 years.
Well, too bad, honey.
Clearly, I didn't have to because we're not even 5 years.
We haven't even known each other for 5 years.
Yes, we have.
2014. It won't be 5 years. It won't be 5 years till this summer.
Well, lucky me. Would you like to know the truth?
Yeah.
Anyways, the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards presented by Capital One are just around the corner, and Capital One wants to give you the chance to get a closer look at the nominees. Join me on Thursday, January 17th at the Capital One Cafe in Glendale for an amazing lineup of podcast panelists, including myself, Holly Fry of Stuff You Missed in History Class, and Jake Brennan of Disgraceland. The panel will be hosted by Tanya Rad. My faves. To RSVP for your chance to attend, visit iHeartRadio.com/Capital One. Space is limited. You do not want to miss it. Capital One, welcome to banking reimagined.
Vote for me, not for Jana.
I don't think you can do that.
Find a way. Be creative.
That's funny.
Did you know?
Oh my gosh, Michael. I didn't know what day.
That, I don't believe that, because your birthday, we made this big thing out of your birthday, and you're like, oh, you didn't suspect it'd be your birthday with all the stuff I had planned
for
you.
Okay, would you like to know the truth?
Yes.
Are you going to be mad at me?
No.
Okay, so I read your email, but the email that I read from the jeweler was that it was stamp. Why are you looking sad?
Just continue, please.
It was stamp marked in November. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the email that I read was that you couldn't get the ring. So I did not think, I knew that you were working on it. But then I stopped myself. I said, okay. Because you said that you were going to do it by 1 week in the email, and it didn't happen. So I knew that you were working on it, but that you didn't have the ring. So that's what I knew. But I didn't know when. I had a suspicion it was maybe on my birthday, since we were making it such a big thing. But then I also didn't know, because when I saw the surprise party, I was like, oh, there's no way he's doing it here with the surprise party. So I did not know the date, but I knew you were working on it.
That's
because
fair.
I did look at your email. So I was surprised. I'm glad I was surprised. And I am glad that I didn't go back on your email to see if you purchased the ring a month later. Fair?
Fair.
That's the honest to God truth.
I'll take it.
All right. Thanks for winding down, everybody. Big thank you to Sleep Number. Visit sleepnumber.com/Jana to find the one nearest you. Zola to start your free wedding website, and also get a $50 off your registry on Zola. Go to zola.com/Jana.
Robinhood. Remember, Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at winddown.robinhood.com. Masha Twilight. Register your account and redeem your code winddownsleep.
And make sure to email us and share your thoughts with the Wind Down crew at JanaKramer@iHeartMedia.com. This was really fun, and now we're going to have a fight in the car. So can't wait to wind down next week.
Later. Lies!